USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Wicked weather this way comes, especially if you live in parts of the South and Central United States. Ice, sleet, and snow all in the forecast for tens of millions.
There's about 50 million people under some type of winter weather advisory, winter storm warnings, ice storm warnings, winter weather advisories, wind chill alerts.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec said in addition to treacherous travel conditions, ice can bring down trees and power lines, leaving many without lights and heat in freezing temperatures. We can now see and hear former President Donald Trump refused to answer questions at a deposition last year.
Trump said back in August,
anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool.
And he did so about 400 times over 4 hours of the deposition. He also explained that he had no choice, as his family and company
had become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and even the fake news media.
The deposition is an exhibit in the state of New York's $250 million lawsuit over the Trump Organization's business practices. Trump also called New York Attorney General Letitia James out of control. I'm Richard Johnson.
No one was injured when an armed man entered a Target store in Omaha, Nebraska today and opened fire.
The suspect is a white male. I'm going to estimate that he's in his 30s. He had a AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest with shell casings that he entered the Target and was firing rounds.
Omaha police spokesman Todd Shamderer says police shot and killed the suspect. A search of the store turned up no shooting victims. Meanwhile, two people were injured in a shooting in a Dollar Tree in Brockton, Massachusetts, just south of Boston. Home prices cooling off across the United States. The U.S. National Home Price Index released today showed prices jumped just under 8% in November, marking the fifth straight month of decline. This is USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's an about-face for New York Congressman George Santos. He insisted he be placed on some House committees when assignments were handed out, but now he is recusing himself from the two committees, a move supported by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I met with George Santos yesterday, and I think it was an appropriate decision that until he can clear everything up, he's off the committees right now.
Santos said he won't serve on those two House committees until investigations into his campaign and personal finances are finished. To the end of a flying era, Boeing delivering its final 747 jumbo jet today. Since being introduced in 1969, the giant aircraft revolutionized travel, connecting international cities that had never before had direct routes. However, over the last 15 years, Boeing and its chief rival Airbus have introduced more profitable and fuel-efficient wide-body planes with only two engines to maintain instead of the 747's four. The Empire State Building lit up in the green and white colors of the Philadelphia Eagles shortly after the Eagles crushed the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. But go figure, New Yorkers, especially Giants fans, didn't like seeing the iconic New York landmark in the colors of their rival.
I was upset. I couldn't believe the symbol of New York, the symbol of America, did that.
I would be upset. I mean, if this was in Philadelphia and they put the Giants, I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
I think it was awesome that they did it. I do.
It's something that bothers everybody. You gotta let it go.
The green and white didn't last long, however. Once the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game, the lights were changed to red and white. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.